The Guardian Council says it might approve as many as 40 presidential hopefuls for the June 14th election. Abbas Ali Kadkhodai says the council is still going through the paperwork of a handful of hopefuls and might decide to invite them to the council to explain their future policies and plans. He says the body will vet those who have signed up for the race irrespective of their political background. The spokesman noted that under the elections law, no one is allowed to start campaigning before getting the green light from the council. Kadkhodai says the council will not hesitate to disapprove those who use unrealistic slogans. The Guardian Council is expected to release a final list of the approved candidates to the Interior Ministry on Tuesday. The ministry will then have 2 days to announce the names of the final candidates. Iran's interior minister says over 66,000 polling stations will be set up nationwide for the upcoming presidential and city council elections. Mustafa Mohammad Najjar says as many as 1,040 executive teams will be in charge of monitoring the polls. Also, Iranians abroad will be able to cast their ballots in 285 polling stations. According to Najjar, once the Guardian Council submits its final list to the Interior Ministry, there will be a two-day gap before the candidates are officially announced. During that period, the Interior Ministry will be holding a meeting with the candidates to brief them on the do's and don'ts of their electoral campaigns. Presidential hopeful Saeed Jalili is urging all his supporters to adhere to the law and principles of the Islamic Revolution in the course of his election campaign. Jalili says in that case, he will be a winner even if he loses the June 14th election to his rivals. According to Jalili, who is also the secretary of the Supreme National Security Council, the 1979 Islamic Revolution has a lot to offer to Iranians and the Muslim world. That's why he says his future administration will stick to the revolution's goals and principles in both foreign policy and domestic affairs. The member of the Principalist Perseverance Front says his administration will adopt a model of resistance economy to tackle Western sanctions imposed on Iran over its nuclear energy program. Official campaigning will begin in Iran after the Guardian Council releases a list of approved candidates on Tuesday. Well, the Central Supervisory Board of Elections says it has approved up to 95% of those who signed up for the city and rural council elections on June the 14th. The board says around 300,000 hopefuls signed up for the race and only 1% of those disapproved have submitted complaints to the board for further review. According to the body, a final list of the approved candidates will be released nationwide on May the 25th, after which they'll be allowed to begin campaigning. The fourth city and rural council elections are scheduled for the same date as the 11th presidential polls. And of course, for more news and updates on Iran's upcoming presidential election, you can also log on to our website, presstv.ir, where you can find a special section devoted to the presidential vote. Press TV has been and will be covering this year's election news with plenty of facts and figures and, of course, useful information about Iran's election process. Be sure to check that out.